Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Bulbacast, episode number 7 of season 2. I'm TS Skull, of course. Tonight, we have a lot of people on this domain call, particularly. I'm going to introduce you to them right now. So here they are. First of all, going down the line, Satoshi-kun from Bubble Garden.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
A definite first here. I'd like to thank her for participating. It's Kasumi, also from Bulba Garden.
Hello there.
Next we have Archaic, the Bulba Garden webmaster.
Everyone.
We have Misty, also from Bulba Garden as well.
Hi.
And finally, DPNC, Pokemon Palace Network owner, the Big Enchilada.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
And tonight's cast will be a nice mix of randomness, call-ins, questions, and other things. So let's get onto our first call-in right now. Our first call-in tonight will be Pokemon Trainer Lisa, and let's bring her in right now.
Hello.
Hello, Pokemon Trainer Lisa. Welcome to Bulbacast 7 of Season 2.
Oh my god, it's so quiet.
Yes, it is.
So quiet. I can hear a pin drop back there. Or possibly hear Shampoo in the background. But in any case, what is your question this week?
I guess my first one is, okay, this question is going to sound kind of silly, but I'm going to ask it anyway. In the anime, are video phones more commonly used in the home, or are telephones still used for normal home use?
Ooh. Well, I can safely say that video phones are definitely the norm, because as you can see, a lot of people seem to have video phones in their home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's such an advanced state that regular telephones do not exist there anymore.
I forget which episode, but I think it's Indigo, mm-hmm. when they get to that one guy's mansion that's on that cliff.
And Bill's mansion.
Yeah, Ash calls up Professor Oak to see how his Krabby's doing, and that would be episode 12,
Lighthouse, yes.
Have we seen anything like that since, though?
Not really.
Well, we know Ash's mom, Delia, she has a video phone.
Yes, because you can see her on it.
Mm-hmm. Almost all the phone calls that I've seen in the
series.
So does
Hikari's mom?
Has video phones. Yeah. So it's more the norm than it is the exception.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you could just assume that they didn't want the person at the other end to see their picture. They've got a button there to turn off the camera or whatever.
Right.
However, I did notice that In the recent dub episode of the Battle Frontier, it was the episode where Nurse Joy got sick, and they used a normal telephone. Yeah.
It happens. I mean,
it might depend on how much money you have.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
exactly.
It's just like anywhere, you know. People have old phones. People have new phones. People have cell phones. You know. People have video
it's
phones.
Possible.
I remember.
They might have both.
Just like anywhere.
Like some people might have both.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember in Me, Myself, and Time, there was I don't remember the name of the character, but she answered a phone call, a regular phone.
Mm-hmm.
I remember an old episode where Team Rocket called Giovanni on a payphone.
Payphone, I remember that too.
Oh, yes.
They made the R out of the phone cord.
Yeah, when they're in the park with the giant Pokemon.
Episode 17, one of my favorite.
Yeah, that's where they go to get blasted to the beach.
Indeed so.
Yes.
So, in general, it's more the norm, but there are exceptions.
Yep.
Exactly.
Next probably got to be the most geekiest call we've actually had so far.
Calls are great.
No problems with that, but that's the most specific, weird, obscure fact we've discussed yet.
Weird questions.
I like that question, though.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Got any more?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's see. I don't watch the Japanese version on a regular basis like some people, but I have been hearing that Ash has lost a lot of matches ever since Diamond and Pearl started. Is that true?
It's too early to tell, because he technically only lost about two battles, really.
I guess some people are blowing it out of proportion on the forums.
Exactly.
Probably what's happening.
Always
because look. DP has only been through 18 apps so far.
Mm.
And you cannot judge a win-loss ratio out of 18 apps. You only have to see. By the way, here's a very important note. DP Diamond and Pearl 19 will not air next week due to a Naruto special, 1 hour Naruto special next Thursday. So that means we're going to have to wait until the 22nd. Sorry, folks.
Okay. Yeah, too early. He hasn't battled enough to make a determination or a judgment whether.
Well, if I remember correctly, Ash just lost to Shindy and to Kyota.
He also lost to Gary in like the very last AG episode or something, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that was AG, not DP.
Well, I think he has to lose. Enough.
It does make you wonder why the writers seem to make Ash lose a lot more recently.
It humbles
recently.
Him, that's
sure.
why.
And it dropped.
That's okay. Goodbye, Lisa. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for the call.
Yes, Lisa. Bye. Thank you for me. Bye-bye. Yes. Not exactly the way that we wanted to get started here on Bulbacast 7, but we'll take it anyway. Sorry, Lisa. Fallen's going to be Blunfosaur, so let's do this right now. And we shall do the Fandangle.
That's right.
Hi, welcome to Bulbacast.
Hello, Blunfosaur. Welcome to Bulbacast 7 of Season 2.
Hi. Hello. Good to see you again.
Mm-hmm. Yep, indeed so. What's your question this week?
Hello.
Izumi, good to hear from you.
Hey.
Well, I guess I'll cut right to the chase. Now, this is a little something that's been bugging me for a long time now.
Ooh.
Everybody knows, whether it's the game or the anime, one main aspect of in a Pokemon battle, nobody dies, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they faint.
Yeah. So why is it that whenever I'm reading, like, strategy guides somebody wrote on GameFAQs or, like, a post from someone... Or, like, sometimes there's a video on YouTube. Why do they describe beating the Pokemon as killing it?
Well, that's how you do in a lot of other games, I guess.
Oh, I say kill it, too.
These are kind of untrained noobs who are writing. Well, they're not noobs to do games, but they don't really understand Pokemon.
Easier to picture what happens or something. You don't actually really kill it.
And besides, that would be just utterly physically wrong.
It's just like in gaming speak.
The games eat for everyone.
Whatever.
You don't...
But you killed them.
You're knocking them out.
Yeah, it's like knocking out someone in boxing. You don't kill them. I hope not.
Yeah. It's easier to say, oh, they killed my Bulbasaur, than my Bulbasaur faint.
You killed Bulbasaur, you...
You are rated E or G or... Whatever it is that where we
can
don't
we cut that on Bulbacast or are we rated D for everyone now? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was short, so I'll just ask one other question. 19, something I found a bit strange. Diamond and Pearl animes only been running for like what? 22 episodes so far, right?
18 actually now.
Bringing the movie out this early. I mean, usually for the past seasons of Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
Hold on a second. You're talking about a movie that's coming out in July, and it's only February. Because,
yeah, but why
did
they announce it so early?
Well, that's because they do that for every
movie. They want
movie.
To put it in your mind
they give,
so
they,
that
they
you
give you like
go
a teaser and
know it's coming.
It's
and
done for
it.
6, this is done for 7, 8, 9, and now 10.
Yes.
Not,
and
yeah,
4.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, wasn't it done for movie 5? Yeah. I think so.
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. How early was movie 3 as far as... The Johto episodes.
The
that
movies
I have no clue, though.
After
typically
Noctowl's
don't relate
catch,
to the
I
anime
think, yeah.
anyways.
So that's pretty early, isn't it? That's like before third gym or just after third gym?
It is, because that's the current characters when the movie is created.
Exactly. But it's in the same general timeline spec. Getting down to the point, it's not too early for another movie.
It'll
because
be three quarters
by the time
done.
That July comes around, we're going to have about 40 eps of the anime. That is not too early because if you think about it, movie 6, the outro they used, Pokodoka, the ending was used in AG 19, and the movie did not come out until about AG 35, I think, because Okita Hakase was promoting it for about 12 episodes, I think.
Pokodoka, that's like the Japanese version of Gotta Dance, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, that was the movie 6 short, and Polkadolka was the movie 6 short. It was in the movie 6 short, and that was indeed the song that they used, and they translated to the end of the anime. And also the point was, and also they did the same thing with Kazue Uta, with the respective movie 8. But it wasn't really an ending, it was just a blurb at the end.
Well, I haven't seen too much of the Japanese anime outside of the Diamond and Pearl Wars.
Yeah, but that gives you a basic notion of what's going on with the Japanese series, how they run. So so maybe by the time the movie comes out, we're going to see a new ending. I imagine so, and maybe it'll somewhat relate to movie 10 because, of course, if you remember AG, I know you probably don't remember AGD, but most people do. They referenced Ranger a lot in the endings and openings, and I think we're going to have a lot of Ruka and whatever.
Dialga and Palkia.
Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce the names yet. I'll get to doing that. I don't play Diamond and Pearl, people. I'm sorry. Okay, but in any case, that's how it is, and my prediction is they're going to incorporate it some way in the next openings and endings.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So when do you think we'll start seeing like full-length trailers that'll like give us a tidbit of what the movie's actually consists
I would say March or April as a preliminary, yes.
I'd say you'll get them starting April 1st.
Yes.
And that's remembering that the 10th anniversary of Pokemon is on
April 1st. That's going to be interesting.
And Japan doesn't really celebrate April Fool's Day as much as it is celebrated elsewhere, so keep that in mind when you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you see news coming out on April 1st, it might actually be true, because we're translating Japanese sites, and they don't tend to do April Fool's jokes as much.
Yes, indeed so.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Anything else before we let you go?
Nothing I can think of off the top of my head.
What?
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on Bulbacast.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks for coming on Blood. So thank you very much for calling in.
See you next week.
No problem. You too.
All righty.
Yep.
Bye.
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 Calling. Great questions once again.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin on the case, yep. And while we spin them off, we're going to spin these very important messages right to your ears.
This Bulbacast was brought to you by the letter H.
Welcome back to Bulbacast, everybody. Nice commercial once again. Now I'm going to hand off the mic to Winner, and he's going to have our question of the week. Take the reins, Winner.
All right. For last week, I asked, where do you see yourself in the Pocket Monsters fandom 5 or even 10 years down the line? Also, I asked, what off-the-wall thing would you add to the next Pokemon game? You know, in Dragon Quest, there was the Puff Puff thing in the Monster Arena. In Final Fantasy VII, you had Cloud dress up as a girl to get into Don Corneo's mansion. TSH, he said that he would be off to college soon and it wouldn't really matter to him. He just wants to see the franchise to the end and wants to teach his kids about it. And for the off-the-wall thing, wants to see his Pokemon fight something that's non-Pokemon. You know, the Mecha Groudon that existed in Extra Dimension. Hmm. Wolvorn, I agree, I'd like to see it through. I've had my ups and downs as a fan, but I've stayed with Pokemon, and I think I'll be able to continue to. So in 5 to 10 years, if Pokemon's still here, I'll be here as well. As for the off-the-wall idea, I think it would be good to have a game where the Pokemon League is a side quest, and it's concentrated on the contests for the people who are perhaps getting bored of the current repetitive plot. Also a game where you play as the game's evil team to have to carry out the evil plans and rise from the rank of front to boss. And finally, a game where you play as a gym leader. Now hear me through. I don't know how you do it because it would be repetitive battling, which would get boring. Maybe you could design your own gym or something. For the evil plans thing, that reminds me a lot of Ultima 4, which is a very old game.
We brought that up here.
You could pick your sides and whether you want to be good or evil or not. I know a couple games have done that as well.
Oh, yeah.
And
a lot of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And finally, okay. Pokeug. He just says that, or he, is it he or she?
I have no clue.
All right. Well, he'll always be a member of the fandom, and the off-the-wall thing would be that he'd like to personalize his character. And that'll do it for the responses for this week. We'll have to get our responses in a bit. I'll definitely be playing, you know, for as long as it's going on. And the off-the-wall thing I'd probably add are probably just a series of complicated dungeons. And at the end, you'd get a trainer card star. What about the rest of you?
Well, I would if I can even get better at the games, I would actually play them. But if I had to change something about the games, is there? Yeah, I don't play the games, folks, because I suck. Because I suck at the games. I'm sorry. But if I wanted to change something,
make them easier.
No, some people will debate that. And what's sad is that 5-year-olds can play it, and there I can't even play it. So I shouldn't even say anything.
Well, you know, I'll be here.
My blurb is done.
Although, not avidly.
Somebody take it.
Yeah, if it's still here in 5 or 10 years, I'll be here. I'll be playing whatever's the latest release as first, weird or strange in the game. Maybe, I like the idea of battling other objects, too, like the mechas or...
I'd like to see those sorts of things myself. It doesn't make sense that it appears so much in the anime with them actually using their attacks on things like the mechas, and then we don't see it in the games whatsoever.
Exactly.
Not to mention seeing more of evil teams that are actually credible threats. I mean, Team Galaxy were possibly the first real credible threat we've had. Team Aqua and Magma just seemed kind of...
They are a pretty good threat.
I'd like to see something more along the lines of the Pokemon Hunters that we're going to see in the anime very soon. That looks very interesting.
And how about Satsukun? How would you...
I really see myself being in the fandom as long as there is a decent fandom. I'm not watching these series as much as I used to, but I do not miss a movie. And for something weird and wacky in the games, I just suddenly remembered an old game that I loved from years ago called Commander Keen. In that game, from the main menu, when you were like kind of bored or stuck in somewhere, you could pull up a little mini game like Pong on your little main menu decks, and imagine doing that like Pokemon. You're having a hard time in a dungeon, and that's the only game you have with you, why not have a mini game or two within the Pokédex that you can play while you're stuck or, you know, bored?
Yeah.
I completely agree.
And what about Kasumi? You?
Well, I'll probably be here still if the fandom is still around. I play the games regularly, and I usually watch the anime and download the raw episodes, so I'll be probably doing the same thing in 10 years. And about the wacky thing, I have no idea.
Don't have to change the formula, but you can expand on it.
Well, some people, they don't want to change it. The thing is just that the formula has worked, and why do you want to break something that you don't need to fix? Fix something you don't need to break.
Right, because you're going on to all these new systems here.
Like,
you know, we're on
the
DS
fall
now.
Through the floor
you could
and fall
seriously
through the bottom
do something like that, like some of these extra
Damn,
ideas
what am I doing
now.
Down here?
Really? And,
James?
It's just thinking. I mean, I've been in a Smogon community for a while now, and it's interesting because a lot of people in that community, especially some of the higher-ups, they don't play Pokemon, they've never watched the anime, they don't care, but they're still a part of the community just because the people there are so great, and every so often they get the urge, like when a new generation comes out, they get again. So, you know, lose my interest. I might just stick around because the people are really cool, and you never know if my interest might be sparked up again. As for what I'd add, you know, I'm not really big on gimmicks. You know, I think Red, Blue were great just because they concentrated. They did something so great with the original aspect, and then they kind of got gimmicky. Gold and Silver, I didn't like Day, Night. I know a lot of people did. Ruby and Sapphire had lots of gimmicks that weren't really fleshed out very well. But I will say one thing. I think Ruby and Sapphire did a great got a great idea with contests, and I think there's still a lot of potential there. I think Diamond and Pearl have tried some new things, but I don't think the potential there is fully realized. So I think I'd like to see a lot more development in that area because, well, one thing I've noticed, the other thing Ruby and Sapphire added with the 2v2 battles, I've been doing a lot of, well, keeping track of a lot of research that on what Game Freak has done with that, with 2v2 battles in Diamond and Pearl, and how they've changed and added a lot of moves, and they've really, really fleshed out that idea very well, and I think there's a lot of potential, and I think contests could also realize a certain degree of potential.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of potential, we're going to potentially have our next call in next, so let's get full mass. Hi. Hello there.
Thank you. Alright.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's up?
Full mass, welcome to Bulbacast, episode number 7.
Okay. My question is, what should be changed in the anime and why?
What should be changed?
What should be changed?
And what, you mean plot-wise?
Plot-wise, anything. Characters, could be anything.
At this point, I wouldn't want to change it. Well, some people will say that, yes.
That's the cliche answer.
You know, I'm thinking about it. I remember when that early Diamond and Pearl promotional poster with Ash, Hikari,
Pi will kill
and
you.
Shinji.
Pi,
and everyone thought
Pi
Buck
will
was
definitely
leaving
kill
and
you.
Replaced by Shinji. And I think that's what
know.
I would want.
Brock's
to get rid of
big
Brock
brother. He has to be there.
For all. I'm just so tired of his character.
Pi is going to kill you.
They need to bring Misty back.
Yeah, they do.
Hmm.
Yeah.
If they were going to change anything, I'd say instead of having most episodes being fairly self-contained, actually
like
put in a plot that ties episodes together and give us a lot more two-parter, three-parter, four-parter.
Ooh. Yes, straddling storylines are a good idea.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Got anything else for us?
Still a random question
Misty,
coming up.
Misty, James.
Which character looks best in a
May,
bikini?
James.
James is the cliche answer there. Which characters have we actually seen in bikinis? Come on.
Misty's sisters.
May. Misty's sisters.
May.
A lot of fellow
really
characters.
I think James with the hair really did a girl very well in that bikini. It really looked very... Yes, that was amazing.
And it wasn't a beauty contest
If you just saw that scene,
would have won
didn't
if
know
it hadn't
characters,
been
you would have
Team Rocket and Ash came to save the day.
And the kind of a hot one at that.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, of course.
It's worth mentioning there that Brock was the judge, and he didn't know that was a man initially.
Yeah, he didn't get his ear pulled either.
Well, anyway, I think it's really time that we wrap up this call and get to our final thoughts, because this is getting really starting
next.
To stretch this out more than everybody to fall asleep. Thank you, FM, for calling tonight.
Well, another great
really
caller.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
FM.
Sorry to be so crazy on you.
See you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
It's all right.
Okay. See you.
All right, guys.
Have a great evening.
See you.
Bye bye.
Good call. Once again. Yep. And now we're going to matriculate to our final thoughts, and now we're going to start reverse the line here. We're going to start with Winter. How's your final thoughts on the whole cast as a whole?
I thought we did pretty well. And we'll see you next week.
Oh, and by the way, we should mention the next question of the week by you, so go right ahead.
Okay, first question, there are actually three questions this week.
All right.
First one is, you're going to design a legendary Pokemon in the dungeon in which the Pokemon is in. The reason I say it's a dungeon is because I'm sick of things like Latios and Latias, Emerito and Cresselia, you wander around in the grass for hours. The second question of the week is, you're going to design a side quest game give you an example. In The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, you had the archery game and the slingshot game. If you recall in Fire Red Leaf Green, they had the mini game that you played with the Dodrio eating berries, and you had to play that with a friend to get a trainer card star. So if you're thinking of a new mini game you can play to get a trainer card star, it can also be as an alternative to the Battle Tower, which is what I'd really like. That would be my utopia. And the third question is, you're going to design a gym leader. What is his or her personality?
Well, I want to remind you that we're going to have a surprise for you, hopefully next week. So stay tuned. You'll like it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really exciting and a lot of fun.
For the weeks to follow. All right. Misty, how about you?
Anyway, it was a very good cast, and this is the chat. People, you know where it is. Both here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I think we aren't doing too bad with larger casts. We've still got a little ways to go till we're fully organized with these. Still getting people talking over the other, but with 7 or 8 people in there and the difficulty of actually coordinating things with the lag and all that, it's understandable that it gets a bit chaotic. All I can really say is visit Bulba Garden's library and gallery. They need a bit more love. Oikaki's doing fine. Number 5 on Google searches for just Oikaki.
Aww.
And Bulba Garden forums, number 1 on Google for the Pokemon forums.
Yay!
Yeah, that's enough tooting my own horn. Isn't
all right. That's me.
Well, it was a really fun cast. And I also invite you to visit our Oikaki board. And see you next week.
No, oh, you're going to be back next week, are you?
Maybe.
Yay!
Yay!
It's not 4 a.m.
Finally, we're not going to have casts of just men again.
The feminine factor. Okay. Yeah.
This has been a great cast, guys. I appreciate being on this cast. I appreciate everyone who's called in. And this is wonderful. We have ourselves a full-fledged cast now of 7 people tonight. And we also added Kasumi to the cast. I really believe that things are getting better and better each episode on this season.
Indeed so.
Let's just keep up the good work, guys. And as Misty and Kasumi already said, Kasumi talked about the Okaki. But Misty talked about the cast. We do need you guys in the cast if you're interested. Come by, chat with us, and say hi. We're always glad to see some more people. Visit the forums, and the Oikaki is... Oh, it's so cute. You gotta see it. Thank you.
All right. My final thoughts. Great cast. I like these larger casts because it really gives us the sense of a real conference. This is what's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Conference of fans. And our opinions... You know, opinions are stronger in numbers, and I think, especially with these larger Bulbacasts, numbers do indeed prove that fact. And another fact that I want to prove to you is you can be on our IRC because we want you there. A lot of people, a lot of influx. I've seen a lot of influx of people coming in the last couple of weeks. Keep it up, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the IRC channels and IRC servers that you want to go is irc.systemnet.info or irc.pockmonsters.net. The channels that you want to go to are Pound Pocket Monsters and Pound Bulba Garden. Pound Bulba Cast, once again, will be open 1 hour before
Indeed.
The cast time begins. I am trying to start it earlier, but everybody has their own obstacles to deal with, so you can't exactly start it on time. Yes, indeed. And once again, the nice, great call-ins tonight. I'm really surprised and really, I'm really satisfied with the calls because there are a lot of great questions, and the questions have definitely evolved, especially not only last season but this season as well, and we hope that we can get more call-ins in the future. And remember, people, you need to visit PocketMonsters.net, BulbaGarden.net. That's about it. So what I'm going to take this opportunity to thank everybody for joining us. The Bulbacast episode number 7 of season 2. I would like to thank the whole plethora of people we had on tonight. Satoshi Kun, Kasumi, Archaic, Misty, Peepee, and Steve, Winter, Collins, Full Master, Blondasaur, and Pokemon Trainer Lisa.